A spokesman for the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration says ExxonMobil requested an extension to the 45 days allowed to complete its inspection of the pipe. The official, who did not want to be named, tells me the report looking into the cause of the rupture, which caused a 22-foot-long gash in the pipeline, will be completed within a week and a half, and it's unknown yet if that will be immediately made public. Meanwhile, it's been over 2 months since the spill, and some residents are still reporting symptoms associated with chemical exposure. One of the concerns is the level of contamination in Lake Conway. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality lists all tests on its website, and none have been conducted of the lake bed or beneath it. However, the department plans to begin testing the lake bed in the future. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel is leading a state investigation into the spill and says testing has been done beneath the cove in Lake Conway. McDaniel says he has total confidence in the ADEQ and says testing of the lake bed and its subsurface doesn't show an excessive amount of oil.
ADEQ has consistently said that the majority of the product has floated, and that lowering the boom for either drainage of the cove or for testing purposes, if they get subsurface, they're not getting so far, at least the last report to me, substantial amounts of oil, which is good because it makes it easier to clean up, and also raises the question of, well, if it's bitumen tar sands, why isn't it sinking? Or are we testing in the right places?
Most testing since the oil spill has been conducted by the EPA or contractors for ExxonMobil. The ADEQ has only done 11 of the 64 tests, and according to the department's deputy director, Ryan Benefield, testing has been done beneath the surface of the water, but not beneath the surface of the lake.
There has been some soil samples done in different parts of the response cleanup, but not yet in the water, in the lake itself, or in the cove of the lake. So we have done subsurface, you know, in the water column of water, but no sediment samples have been taken within the lake.
Independent researcher and environmental scientist Wilma Subra, who has received a MacArthur Genius Grant for her research into the health hazards of oil and chemical spills, says the chemical property of tar sands bitumen oil causes it to sink over time, and that no subsurface tests have been collected. She says that needs to be done to make an accurate assessment of the contamination of the lake.
As this crude starts off-gassing, it starts losing its ability to float and starts going subsurface, and they're not collecting any subsurface or bottom samples.
In response to McDaniel's claim of a relatively unharmed lake bed, Subra says there is no evidence to support such a claim.
Well, if they want to tell us there's not very much down there, they need to perform the sampling in the water column and demonstrate that it's not there.
If the oil has reached the bottom, as was the case in a tar sand spill along the Kalamazoo River, she says it presents a new set of ecological, public health, and cleanup challenges. It also brings into question the methodology and reporting of information concerning health factors in Mayflower. Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.